Hello, everybody. Welcome back or welcome to my podcast. My name is Nola, and on this podcast, I talk about all Disney and Pixar movies / TV shows. So let's get right into today's episode. So sorry I have not been uploading it for a while. I've just kind of been busy and stuff, so that's why. Let's just go right into today's episode. All right, so in this episode, I'm going to be talking about a new-ish TV show, and that is The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. So the show takes place after Endgame, and the two main characters are Bucky Barnes and Sam Wilson. So the time is also like when everybody comes back from the blip, which is when the Avengers, unsnapped everybody. So this show is a 6-episode show, and it is very, very action-packed. And I like a lot of action, so I thought the show was really great. And it's also goes into, a deeper backstory of, what happens after Endgame and what happens with Bucky because Steve is gone, and it's kind of about how Sam and Bucky are living their lives after Endgame because Steve was really really close to both of them, and he made a really big impact on their lives. And so it's kind of just about them and how they dealt with his loss. But it's also it's not just about Steve, but it's also about this new group of terrorists who are called the Flag Smashers, and they are trying to steal the Super Soldier Serum. And they are rebelling against the government because they got kicked out of their homes after everybody came back from the blip. So that's kind of what they're fighting for. I love this show so, so, so much. I kind of I like WandaVision and Falcon and the Winter Soldier equally. I don't really like one more than the other because they're just both different in their own ways, and that's why you can't really compare them because they're so different. And I'm just comparing it to WandaVision because it's kind of like the show that has just come out recently before this. So, I also like this show, as I said, because it's really action-packed and meaningful, but it also goes into a little bit more of Bucky's backstory, but not too much. Because, it shows him how, it shows you how the Wakandans helped him, de-Winter Soldier him. Help him come out of, the mindset of being the Winter Soldier. And I think that's really awesome. But there's also, it's also really cool because they bring in Zemo, who was the bad guy in, Captain America Civil War, and they, Sam, Bucky, and Zemo team up as a trio, and it's really cool because I think they're an awesome trio, and you just get to, watch them, just their adventure throughout the show, and I think it's really, really cool. So that's it for today's episode. I'm sorry it's a little bit shorter than normal, but that is it. So thank you guys so much for listening, and I will talk to you guys next time. Bye!